And now, here's another episode of Operation Adult. Hey!
What's the matter?
What's wrong, cops?
What? I'm probably scared when I'm going in the room. I'm sorry.
You think you're scared of the cat? No.
I didn't scare the cat.
No,
she doesn't like when I have to turn on the thing.
Oh, the air conditioner's on. Okay.
Turn it on.
So anyway, hon, what happened?
Yeah, so Jessica said my mom wants to see Jared all day. Why? You had him in your house all week.
You had
him. And Margie doesn't have a chance to see
you
him.
You had Margie's boyfriend to yourself. I'm going to wring her neck for saying that. Because that's what gets her all crazy. That's what gets Margie all upset.
Margie gets all...
And off the wall.
Margie gets all upset, and then she's already upset because what she just said.
Yeah, she's very upset.
Because that's ridiculous.
She's very upset, and she comes out and yells at us. Takes it out on everybody else.
And that's not nice to do, though.
No, it's not. And I'm telling you...
Oh, sorry.
But you know...
No, this is mine.
You know what, girlfriend? Margie's got to find that inner strength to say no.
No! But she doesn't... She can't even say no.
No, but...
That's ridiculous.
You know, that's something that she needs to work on, boundaries.
M&M's.
Oh, is
M&M's.
That a
surprise? M&M's.
You both packs of M&M's.
I got you both of them,
or
too.
You both?
You're
yes.
You're not going to
no,
have
I'm not going to eat them.
No, you have them because they're your favorite. And I'm made it to this. I got them for you.
Oh, thank you.
So there you go. That's a treat for you.
I have vanilla cookies for me. And in this little tin right here,
yeah,
we have little sandwiches.
For tomorrow. That was for tomorrow, whatever you want to do with that and everything.
Okay. We just have to take them off the bread. The corned beef. The corned beef.
Yeah.
And turkey and tuna.
Right.
Oh man. There you go.
I just feel like you know, she was said
what. Oh, well, she said it anyway. I heard her say in the car.
Why would she say that right in front of her?
I don't know, really.
Well,
any
you
common
know,
sense
first
whatsoever?
Of all, he wasn't leaving until 7 o'clock that night.
Right. So they will, I know, but if she have any common sense whatsoever, I mean, why would you say that to somebody who's already on the edge, who's already like, snapping?
I don't know, Jared. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, I have right? Something for my aunt.
You
what
know
is
what?
It? Oh, right so there. Weird.
I think, Margie needs to put her foot down. I really do.
I would.
I really do. And I don't know.
Hello.
Damn it.
What's the matter? I'm trying to find something here. Hello.
I don't know.
Hi, baby.
What can't you find, Laura?
Am I dying or I caught a penny?
Oh,
on the floor.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry, I can't find it.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't want Kay to eat it.
She doesn't go after
me.
Oh,
she doesn't
boom.
Go after
these.
I
want
some.
Me.
Me.
Kay wants it too, obviously.
Kay wants some too.
I will feed you in a minute.
Oh boy, I'm tired. It's a tiredness tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Everything is tiring. That was not nice of Jessica to say that. In front of Margie.
No,
it was not.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, she shouldn't have said
and she
that.
She should have said something.
Yeah, she's standing like a dodo.
She should have said something. She has no problem snapping at
what's
us
the matter?
For no reason.
Hi.
It's not very nice.
I don't know. She has some nerve.
I think that's she does it to get Margie jealous and angry.
And that's not gonna, it's not gonna work for her.
It's not good.
No, it isn't.
This has been a very upsetting week.
Yes.
And she thinks she's gonna go down there and see him. Well,
I don't think you can meet, I don't think Jessica can go all the way down there.
Margie wants to see him.
Well, that's a different story.
Well, I don't know if that's gonna work either.
That's not gonna work, she wanted the money.
No.
She gets the money and everything like that. And
I know,
everything.
But
it's just, it was like,
I feel terrible. I really feel terrible. You know? I really do feel terrible. But.
We were at an ice cream place. We were having ice cream.
Yeah.
over at the ice cream shop.
You know, she was just starting to relax, and then...
And then she blew it.
And then
she blew it.
Jessica
opened her mouth.
Yes.
Jared is, you know, she's not, you know...
He's not
here for you, just Jess.
Yeah.
She's here for Margie.
And that's another thing, too.
Yeah.
Staying at the house, you know? Like
staying at the house is like, you know, it's like, you know...
I know. That, I think it's making her upset, too.
Well, who is he going to set? He's got no other family members.
Yeah. I know. Ooh. I know. But I still think it upsets her. I think it's, you know... The Lord's mom doesn't like guests staying over. So.
Well, my mother, just, you know,
yeah.
A little bit, I don't know.
Your mother thinks it's her house and it's not.
It is not her house, it's not my house. She owns it though, but.
Yeah, right.
But.
You can have friends over. Of course, you can have friends over. Jared can come over anytime he wants.
Well, he still could have stayed over.
He could have stayed over, but he didn't want to go. He had to go back with Jessica. Because it's a cat, dude, you know.
You know what I think deep down? He wanted to see Jessica. He wanted to do it.
Well, that's not, you know, this is not like, you know, a hotel for them.
I know.
It's not literally a hotel.
I know. That's what I have.
Well, that's the uncomfortable part, is Jared doesn't have family here.
No, he has, Margie's her family, his family.
Yeah, basically, that's...
Well, what about his grandma?
His godmother?
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe he can't stay there for some reason. I don't know. I don't know, but I think this whole thing made Margie very uneasy, made her very upset. And,
of course it is.
It was a bad idea having him, maybe having him over right now.
I don't know.
Maybe this wasn't the best idea, you know?
Well, he wants to get his own place down in North Carolina. But he was saying it's cheaper down there, but it's going to take time.
Sure. Right. Well, I mean, it's... I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, I just honestly...
I just don't, you know, think it's a very good idea.
There's a part of me... There's a part of me that can't wait. There's a part of me that just can't wait until this is all over, you know?
I know.
You know? It's... Because it's affecting everybody now.
I know.
It's very upsetting.
Well, we just gotta wing it.
I know.
Wing it, go for it.
We gotta wait it out.
Wait it out. She
just
says
like
wait it and you wait it out.
Just take everything off and see what happens. Sometimes if you pretend everything's all okay with it.
It's not okay.
No.
Believe me.
No.
No.
And we all never fully know it. You'll be going back and she'll be, one of you will be back to normal.
I'm gonna miss her.
Yeah. Oh, you'll miss her.
Oh, God. It's like a yawning club.
Well, this is a yawning club right here. Me and Kevin.
You know, we should all have a support group. We'll call it the yawning club.
Oh, really?
That's what we call it.
Oh, I didn't think
we
that
talk
was...
about our problems and then we yawn because the other person's problems were so much.
I would like that too myself, actually. And I would all too.
Because nobody, it really shows that nobody cares about anybody.
Oh, please! It's not that, it's just that it's tired. I'm a tired one, it's like, you know.
I know.
They do say yawning's contagious.
It is contagious.
Yep.
That's funny. That's funny.
That's kind
I'll
of
take that
way,
as a serious
in a way,
thing.
That's kind of an insult because somebody's telling you their troubles and you yawn. Obviously,
oh
you know,
my God, that was so funny. Oh, excuse me.
There it is again.
Excuse me.
It's okay.
I'm so tired
tonight.
It's
obvious when people
don't
care.
What?
No.
What's the matter now?
It's funny.
It is funny, but it's not that funny. It's like a match or so. Okay, no more to the club. It's a new club here.
No, I'm gonna wear my pants soon.
Don't wet your pants! Don't wet your pants!
Oh, it's the piss pants club.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, God, you're so out of it. That's good.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, that's funny, honey.
Let's have a piss party, everybody. Let's have a urine party, too. Marcy could choose me in this.
The piss party. Everybody.
Piss party.
No, there was a shirt once. No lie. I saw it in Cape May and it said, the piss and moan club. My Aunt Doris got it, of course.
Oh, I'm the pro.
She got it for my cousin. I belong to the Piss and Moan Club.
Oh, yeah, I'm the president of the Piss and Moan Club.
What, you?
Yes. I am the president of
okay, the Piss and Moan Club. Okay, then you're the president here.
That's Kevin.
I'm not only a member, I'm the president.
You're the president of the United States? Okay, I'll keep that.
No, it's just the Piss and Moan Club. The United States chapter.
Oh, man.
You know, every country has one.
So funny.
Out.
Oh man.
So is Margie covered?
Yeah, she's gonna drop off Jessica and Jarrett at home.
But Jessica said she had to talk to her for a minute.
Yeah, so she's gonna know what that means.
Yeah.
That means she's gonna be there all night doing that. She
I do think the two of them need to talk.
I think so.
I think what I think it's very upsetting. I think Margie should just fall off and slap Jessica across the face.
That's not gonna help.
If she wasn't driving, I think she would.
Yeah. No, really, it's... I'm sorry, but... hang enough. I'm gonna say... you don't kick somebody when they're down. You know...
that's kind of like saying, I want Kevin to spend the rest of my time at somebody else's house.
Yeah. It's like if, I don't know.
Here, Laura, it's your turn, honey, okay?
Thank you so much.
I gotta go to the bathroom
before you do pee in your pants. Don't do it.
Feel like you're Richard Pryor. Pee in your pants.
Oh man, that's funny. Again.
I pity food, I can't hold that water.
Oh, that's funny. They're good, aren't they?
They are good.
That's good.
I do like M&M's.
I know you do. Mommy's in the bathroom.
What's going on in there?
She going in there?
Oh, she's in the bathroom.
Oh, she's in the bathroom with her. That's nice.
The cat is in the bathroom with her.
Oh, she likes to go in there.
A what?
Uh-oh, she got a cold.
Well, I'm gonna take my pills.
Take your pills now. Take your pills, they're important.
Yes.
I know.
They are important.
Oh, yeah.
Put this away first.
That's her banging thing, probably.
That's her subject.
I am guessing. No, she needs it.
I'm gonna let her get it.
She'll get it when she comes out.
Did she ever come out?
She'll come out. She's just, you know.
I know.
She's talking to herself in there. Or talking to Kay.
Honey, you alright?
Huh?
Are
you alright?
Yeah, can you just talk to me?
Talking to you.
Oh,
nice. There you go, Kay. Is that your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a sign of things to come.
That's okay, Kay.
She said to me one day she'll let Jean better.
Jean? My mom? I don't know if she let it should pass that thing now.
Well, your mom likes animals.
Oh, she loves my animals. She loves dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs aren't very
dog her best friends. Yeah.
She said she trusts Jean. Jared she loved, and she said it was the first time Jared's the second man that let pet her.
Yeah.
And then she could right get used to it.
She came right over to Jared, though. She came well, I think it was because I was there, too.
She's getting very used to men.
Certain men.
The way they handle her, you know.
Certain men, yes. She's getting there.
Aww,
your tea is ready.
Your tea is ready.
Put my bra in.
Oh, put your bra in.
Her drop, not a bra.
Oh, I thought you said drop. Oh,
jeez.
I thought you said B-R-A. Excuse me. Oh, you need drops, you mean.
Her eye drop.
Oh, her eye drops in her eye.
Yes.
My eye pressure.
That's okay.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You alright?
Yeah.
You good. Just keep the drops in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take my medicine.
Uh-huh.
You took your medicine too?
She's taking it right now.
Oh, she's taking it. Oh.
I have clozapam.
Yes.
I have, that's anxiety.
Yes.
Nighttime depression, which is tetrabenazine. 25 and my mood stabilizer 100 Seroquel.
Oh wow, that's a lot of things.
But I sleep.
But you're saying
you sleep
loud,
and feel like
a
baby.
Yeah.
Let's put it like that.
She sleeps, but
Oh, she's been getting up early. They're not sleeping.
Depression.
Oh, it's like that.
Well, I'll be all right, honey, now.
Okay. Now that everything's calmed down, I don't.
I hope everything's calming down.
Well, what? I don't think it will now.
Thanks to Jessica. She made that comment.
I don't want to worry about that. I mean, that's not a concern me.
Oh, it does
concern. That's a concern. It's concern Margie.
It does concern us if Margie takes it out.
I talked to Anita. Anita told me today that Margie's going to take her anger out on us. Yeah. Then that's not really good. And Margie's aware of that, Laura, to let you know. I did tell her.
Yo, I know about the anger position.
The yes. anger stuff.
Oh, the anger. Oh, yes.
I called her on her cell phone.
Right, because...
And you called Nita, and what did she say?
She's not very happy.
She's not very happy. Oh, good Lord.
No, because...
Because she's taking it on us, and that's not good behavior.
No, it's not good behavior. I don't know why, but she didn't...
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy. So we have to tell her we don't like it.
Tell her that you don't like it.
I did. We did.
And what did she say?
She said if Margie can't understand it, that's not nice.
That isn't nice.
It's unhealthy behavior.
And Margie's aware of it. That's why I had to go in the bedroom and tell her.
Oh, I didn't hear anything about it.
No, but we just need to tell her we're not going to put up with that.
Right.
And honestly, believe me, if she wants to act like a kid, I can act like a little kid too.
But no, that's not grown behavior.
No, it's not grown up behavior. It's right. Not normal.
And Anita's very nice.
Right. But if
I know she is.
She's great.
We're in this world where people don't act like normal adults. We're living in a time where we kick and scream and throw our...
And I said, love you, Anita. She's like, I love you too. And she's great.
She's great at this.
I just,
she understands it.
And you know, she got upset, I think, like you said, Margie got upset because people were saying bad things.
We weren't saying bad things about her.
She thought people were...
She thought you were saying bad things about her.
Me?
No, Laura.
I wasn't saying anything about her.
She said you came back to tell her stuff, and I said no.
No, she didn't.
I didn't even say anything.
No, you didn't.
No.
I swear I did not say one word.
No, you know what she said? She makes stuff up because...
She made it up.
I'm telling you, I did not
know
that.
We know.
I'm not hurting anybody's feelings anyway.
We know that. We know you.
But Anita's aware that you and I have anxiety and depression.
We have anxiety and sensitive feelings. I know. It's the same thing with me.
And you know, sometimes I get a little bit of anxiety. I don't have an anxiety disorder, but I know what it feels like. And
right.
It's not good.
We handle things in different ways. No,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And Margie just didn't know what to do, and she just flipped out. And I did tell my mom, and my mom said that's ridiculous behavior.
Right.
It is ridiculous.
You don't flip out for no reason. I mean, if you're going to do that in your own body or something. I don't know. But she picked the wrong time. Why did she choose that moment to get so upset?
I don't know. She does.
I think things will be different for a while. I think things will be better. And I think...
Well, Anita said we have to stay away if she's going to be that way.
Yeah. Because it's not healthy. Not.
And the thing is, she knew about the center, about cooking. I didn't know that.
Right. But she did, so it's just a choice.
It's a choice you got to do. I didn't know you had it.
It's an option. You have to talk, you have to ask about it. But if she didn't, if she knew that, then why did she have to, like, she didn't? She just tried something. I mean, because she just doesn't want to do it. It's like, oh, I knew about that. Well,
let me just call my mom and make sure they got that.
You better tell her.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Luckily, they're there bad weather. Sure,
I
hope so.
I don't know either.
Call Dad.
You never know. They're by the ocean.
I'm calling my dad because my mom might have it all.
Well, she's driving.
Yes.
Well, who drives there down there usually?
My dad was driving.
Are they taking care of her?
Are you kidding? My father does the whole 3 hours.
Really?
Or well, to be two.
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Hello?
He's not even answering.
No, he's probably driving.
He's probably driving.
Hi.
I got back from St. Mary's a few minutes ago. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure you made that.
Right.
Yeah, we had a great time. We had some little finger sandwiches and handed out cookies and that kind of
food. That's that.
Yes.
That is that.
That is that, that, that.
Hi, hey, that's stuff we have to deal with. It'll be getting better.
I hope so.
It will. Yes. Have to be patient.
I think you gotta be patient, that's what it is.
Well, I know what it's like. I used to get very upset too. And
yes.
Sometimes I still do, but I just tell myself that not nearly as bad as I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, that's life. You're all worked up.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. I'm sure they would have gotten there. I thought they would have gotten there.
Well,
oh jeez.
Why do you think they're getting in step all the time?
But they had, my mom actually drove a little while.
You're a warrior.
I sit down. Remember, there was a guy named Animal.
Yeah.
He used to go, he used to say, sit down, stand up, sit down, sit down, stand up, sit down, sit down. And then what do you mean by that?
It was just some weird See, Animal was just, his whole thing was just being as weird as possible. He just was being weird.
Hi, guys.
We're at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe we always lock someone in the closet or something.
Oh, jeez. Go. Bye-bye.
Can we put that up on YouTube?
Sure you can.
I love them with the babies. And then they had Nanny. And yeah, they had Nanny. No face.
It was just her socks.
And her clothes.
Well, no, it was mostly just her socks because they came up to her socks. It was
and then my brother said she wore this purple and pink outfit,
mm-hmm.
but it was no face.
You never really, well, because she was so tall. She was, they're babies. It's from their point of view, you know?
Hi, Nanny.
Hi, kids.
Hi, kids.
No, but that was a great cartoon. That was, I love that cartoon.
Muppet baby. Jim Henson.
Miss Piggy doing that. No, that wasn't Jim Henson.
It was.
Oh.
So Jim Henson's Muppet Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your keys.
That's my keys. Thank you.
I don't want to lose it.
Jim Henson died.
He died.
His son took over the Muppets or something. And whoever is doing a terrible job with it now.
They don't have it anymore.
They have the Muppets. No, not Muppet Babies, but they have.
Like the movies.
Yeah.
The Muppets.
They ruined the Muppets.
And then they had the Christmas Carol.
The one where Kermit went to jail.
Yeah, what the heck was that?
He did?
Hey guys, don't be out of here.
My friend Chris, I told you, he did Grover. Yeah. The voice of Grover, remember the other night?
I remember.
Grover's restaurant. Oh, Laura, I never saw that.
No, I didn't.
We'll show you Grover.
The next
I love
time.
To see the
next
Grover.
Time we'll show you.
Grover!
Well, you probably have seen it if you've ever seen Sesame Street.
I see Sesame Street, but I know it's not the babyish for me.
No, yeah. But she never saw the
never
restaurant.
Saw
oh, no, the God. Restaurant, no, I have not.
It's hilarious!
Every damn time
I come in here. I have some shit.
Oh!
The same later. Oh.
And then he walks like.
Yes, sir!
Yes!
You're a waiter,
sir!
Oh my God! That's funny.
It's about time.
I want service and make it snappy.
Yes, sir! Or you'll do something bad.
I'm trying, sir!
You know what I might try at the center?
What?
Drama.
Oh God.
No, it's really fun.
You know?
You should do it with Will.
Yeah,
like
Will's
that.
Good.
You know,
Will's
so, I'll tell you what, yeah, the drama, they have a drama club?
Yes.
They have a drama play that we do all
well,
the time.
That's kind of interesting.
They had the drama today.
See, Margie could be having fun
in front
with
of this.
Kind
of front
stuff.
Of,
and it's really, like today, they have, like for the coffee house,
right.
I told Anita I liked it. There was
coffee
this guy,
house.
Kevin. No, they're going to perform at a coffee house.
Yeah, Kevin is,
he's this really... Cute.
Oh, Kevin, the one that Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica likes.
And he sang and wrote a song.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful. And he played it on the guitar.
Yeah.
His voice was right on pitch.
Yeah. I used to write songs
and
too, but they were kind of.
It was nice.
Yeah.
And Anita's like, wasn't that wonderful? You know, he wrote that song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, though.
And
he did it.
I asked, I said to her, maybe I could talk to Kevin and I could do a duet with him and he could play the guitar.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm sure he'd be glad to do that with you.
Yeah.
So the next time, I'm going to do that.
Right.
And then you had Todd, who did a skit.
About, Todd is a friend of us.
Todd is a friend of ours. He was born in Italy.
He wasn't born in Italy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
He told me.
He
came from Italy.
And he did Notre Dame.
He did
something.
A Notre Dame skit.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
He came from Italy. He did a French
yes.
skit.
Yes.
And
he speaks English.
Right.
But his second language is Italian.
Well, his first language.
My first language is Italian. But he did so good, and he got everything on cue. And then Laura L. sang okay.
But she was very good. She was
singing Little Mermaid.
Yeah, the Little Mermaid, part of the world.
You know something? I knew somebody who tried out for the Broadway.
Bless you!
Broadway production of Little Mermaid.
But she did pretty good, but she was a little nervous.
Yeah.
Like, but so he did horrible.
And that is you. It's Margie.
Margie,
she didn't buzz in.
She forgot her keys.
She forgot her keys.
All the time.
Oh, don't worry. She can let her in.
So,
Zoe did very well.
Yeah, but she got really, really, like, I don't think she wanted to do it.